Welcome back to A Time for Change. As the Delta variant surges, it's unclear what's ahead in this school year. What's on students' minds as they go to school, and how has COVID changed them? To get some insight, Yahoo Finance's Reggie Wade sat down with a diverse group of juniors and seniors from a White Plains high school in New York, where the vast majority of students are students of color. Here's what they had to say about how the pandemic has changed their view of the world.
I just saw a lot of equity issues in the world because, you know, where I'm from Brazil, and we didn't even get the vaccine, like all of the vaccines are just coming out now. And that's not really fair, since, like, why should the U.S. get a lot of vaccines but Brazil shouldn't? Because, you know, Brazil is really suffering from that. And other countries are too. So I see this, like, more of a, and it's not just, like, about countries and, like, nation, global-wide stuff. It's also about, you know, when COVID first came out, a lot of celebrities got the testing first. And that's not fair because, you know, why should they be safer than we should?
I agree with what Thiago said, and I'm from Colombia, so I also think that, like, the government from my country over there, they didn't really take seriously at first the pandemic and the whole virus. So they didn't react as quick, and, like, I would always be scared of my family over there, since all my family's over there, my grandparents, and being here, I wasn't able to go see them again, and you wouldn't know, like, what could happen to them.
I had somebody in my family, you know, pass away because of COVID, and I'm 100% sure that it would not happen if they had been in the U.S. because the U.S. has so many resources, so many health departments and everything that take care of people, and other countries don't.
What would you guys tell your future children about what it was like living through a pandemic? Carter.
I'll probably tell them, like, it was like being grounded for almost a year. Almost a year. Can't really do a lot of things outside of your house. You know, you have to be really safe, really cautious with what you do. And, I mean, they probably still wouldn't get it. They probably still wouldn't trust me when I say it, but it really happened. It really affected us in a crazy way.
Evelyn?
I would probably tell them that it was very difficult to learn online. At least for me, having to share, like, my home space, like, my happy place into, like, my school area, or, like, it was really difficult to try to be productive. Because when you're in school, like, in a normal life, it's like you're here for 6-7 hours, and then you go home and you're like, okay, I'm going to spend 2 hours on my homework. That's fine. Like, you can do that. But having to sit there for 7 hours behind a screen or in front of a screen, and then to have you switch it to, like, okay, now I can relax. It was pretty difficult to, like, adjust to that. So I would tell them the struggles of that.
I think that our children would probably be used to having screens in front of them all day. I think that, you know, how education is going, all these freshmen are getting iPads, all these kids are getting iPads, and they're starting at a young age. Like, kids are getting iPads in elementary school, and I don't think that you should be done that way, because you shouldn't stay on a screen all day long. That's not... I don't see how that's good for education. So I don't think they're going to care too much about us being, like, on our Zoom calls all day. But I am going to tell them that, you know, I was in a pandemic and it was getting serious because a lot of people died, and that they should be grateful they don't have to deal with that.
Andres?
I agree with what he said. I also think that, like, kids from such a young age shouldn't be too much into technology. I believe that it's because of the way I was raised, but I don't think it's good for their health and all that. And, I mean, as, like, Thiago said, education is going to keep moving forward with technology, so they're just going to keep implementing it and making it better for us to learn.
Yeah. Brian?
I think it was a unique period of time. Especially on the talk of children and technology, this is the only school that some kids have ever known, like kids in kindergarten. This is their first year of school. And it will drastically change as time goes on, but they don't know any different.
Rena?
I think COVID-19 will be a generation divide, much like we would never know how it felt to be alive during 9/11. They will never know how it would feel to be alive during this pandemic. And I think they'll always be, like, in disbelief at what we went through. And I think the only thing we can hope to instill in them is everything we've learned during this pandemic, what we've learned to value, you know, human connection, being in school. Like, hopefully we can instill that in them so that they won't take anything for granted like we did.
So are you guys hopeful for the future?
Yeah, of course. I mean, everyone should have hope, you know. Right now, we're slowly, like, very slowly inching our way, getting back into stuff. But now with this this new one, I think it's going to be, we're going to still have to have hope just in case if this one does become as big as COVID. But, yeah, I think hope is, like, a really good thing to have all around whenever you need it.
Yeah, Rena?
I think that at least in the U.S., we will definitely be out of COVID. We won't be affected by it. And I think it's important to remember that while we might not still be in the midst of a pandemic, there's other places in the world that might be still affected by it. But I hope, and I think it's so important for everyone to hope and not just like wish, but to also work towards making the world a better place after COVID.
And Reggie is with us to give us some more insight into this important conversation. Reggie, as a former teacher yourself, were you surprised by what these kids said?
I think I'm a bit surprised. I was more impressed. You hear these students talk and care about the world around them, not just what's going on in their bubble. They say kids are egocentric, but you wouldn't know that from speaking to these students. They were extremely thoughtful young men and young women. So I left feeling very impressed and very hopeful for the future after speaking with these kids.
Absolutely. Definitely hopeful for the future. And thanks so much.